Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm sorry, that was my fault. Welcome, everyone, to our April the 7th, 2024 Blog Talk Show with Zora and Zuraya. So let's go ahead and get started with our call for today. And I'll go ahead and bring Zuraya here. She's here already. Zuraya, are you here?
I am here.
All right. Well, I know you've got some good information for today, and we will be bringing in Dr. Tom in about a half an hour. So, that being said, take it away.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and be reading from one of Diane Robbins' books.
And it's hold on a second, Zuraya. Yeah, hold on one second. I just wanted to mention, you know, before we kind of get started, I always feel that it's a good way to get started on our call because it's a high energy type of a call. But let's start out with a big boost coming from you and your father to get everybody all set up energetically for this call. So if you will.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we receive beautiful light and love, high frequencies and vibrations for all of us on this day and always. And we know it. Thank you. All right. Hopefully everybody got that. All right, Zuraya, all yours now, dear. Oh, by the way, everyone, if you don't have your headband, you better get it. Because Zora is going to be looking, watching. All right. Thank you. All right, Zuraya, all yours.
Okay. I'm going to be reading from Diane Robbins' book called Telos. And her website is www.DianneRobbins.com. And so if you want to order books from her, you want to order directly through her website. I'll give it to you one more time. www.DianneRobbins.com, and you order her books directly from her. That way she gets all the proceeds and she don't have to share it with third party interests. Okay? Anyway, so I'm going to begin reading here, and it's a wonderful passage, of course. There is so much to living life, so much beauty and love for you to feel if you only project yourself into it. This high light is all here now, waiting for you to immerse yourself in its higher vibration of glory. For it is a glorified way of living, as we in the subterranean cities can attest to. We live our lives with the highest of standards and think only love and bliss as we go about our daily business. Our lives are not so different from yours. It is only our way of thinking that catapults us into higher realms of being as we walk upon the earth, albeit it is underground. There are many lessons to be learned on earth, which is another one of the many reasons we have all chosen to be here. Our state of consciousness determines where we are at any given time. We are where our thoughts take us, and that if our thoughts are lofty, we find ourselves in heaven. For thoughts or feelings have vibrations, and their vibrations connect to the ethers and match them in frequency. We can raise or lower our frequency by our thoughts. So if you want to experience nirvana, change your thoughts and your wavelengths will carry you there in the flash of an eye. It matters not what is transpiring on the surface around you, for you are all consciousness, and your consciousness travels while your body remains stable in its resting place. You can come and go from your body at will. Know that this travel is more real than your going in a car to a different earthly location. The car takes only your body, while your consciousness can traverse universes. We here in Telos can concentrate our thoughts on you. We are always sending you our hearts of joy and hearts love to bolster your strength as you move through the density and change it to higher currents of light. It is in these higher currents of higher vibrations that we meet you as one. Our lives are intertwined, and soon we will be together as we unravel this great mystery of life that will lead you from above to below. There we dwell in peace and understanding of the great laws of the universe. And that's the message from channeled by Diane Robbins from the people in Telos, city beneath Mount Shasta. And there you have it.
That was perfect.
Quasar.
Yes, hello. Oh,
there you are. Okay. All right. I'm making sure you're there. I mean, yeah. I didn't know if you were on mute or not. You're always on mute.
That was perfect. So, beautiful
right.
way to start our day. Okay. Now, since it's just a tad after 10 Pacific time, why don't we bring your dad through, unless you have additional messages for our big family, our Zora family?
Well, what I want
Otherwise,
to say right now is I want to make sure that,
mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that everybody has their headbands on.
Oh,
if you have a headband,
true.
Put it on.
You better get it.
You better take it out of the closet, take it off the nail in the closet, take it out of the safe where a lot of you have it. Why I do that, I'll never know. I mean, it's not going to do you any good unless you're wearing it.
Right.
So I don't know why people have to, why they do things like that. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, anyways.
If I could, I'd wear it all day long, but of course I don't want to do that either. But still, most of you need to wear it as much as possible.
Okay. So you
and
want to tell people
tell
how they can get their own
I tell you this. I tell you this because it's very important to have one of these headbands. Why? Because it is not only a receiver, but it's also a transmitter as well. It's a transmitter, transceiver. So
okay.
It can help you to make contact with your star brothers and sisters. It can help you to make contact with the inner earth beings. It can help you to heal your body, assist in that. It will help you to concentrate better. It will give you, I've talked to people that actually sleep with it, and they wake up fully refreshed, fully energized, and they had some lucid dreams while wearing it. So I would say, do you need one? Absolutely. And here's how you get it. You go to www.helping2rise.com. You go there and you order your headband from Christine Light. And I would tell you that because that is what you need to do. They're very affordable. I might contact her and see if she can maybe do a sale, which would be nice to help other, help others to get a headband. So, yeah, we'll be contacting her on that issue and to see if she can lower the price a little bit. So we will definitely be doing that very shortly. But anyway, you want to go to her site and you want to order these headbands. Now, there's two types of headbands that you can get. For men who are masculine and very manly, there's a thicker one, a wider band. And then for you ladies, there is a very fashionable goddess band, and it is I've got one on right now. It's very, very comfortable. It's not it's not weighting down.
Heavy.
And it's very fashionable. I mean, you could go out wearing it, you know, when you go to out and about. But anyway, and then you can also, order one, and when you get it, it's going to have a silver disc. It's going to have a quartz crystal adhered to the silver coin, and with the copper and all that. The moment it is put together with a crystal that is picked for you, then it is for you. It will not be, it's not interchangeable as far as having other people wear it. Now, I have one that's a universal, anyone can wear it, but if the crystal is programmed to you specifically, then it's for you, not for someone else. What is that noise? We got noise on the line here. Quasar, do you have that noise too?
Perhaps maybe you should try to tell them once they receive it what to do.
Once you receive the headband, you want to walk outside, you want to close your eyes, and you want to look up toward the sun. The sun will energize the crystal as well as a headband. And, of course, my father will, periodically he energizes headbands as well. So if you have one, put it on because when he comes on, he's going to ask you about it anyway. But so I'll tell you ahead of time, warn you ahead of time. But anyway, you want to get this headband for a couple of reasons. Not only is it a transmitter and receiver and, it helps you to concentrate and heal all that, but also while you're wearing it, you can see, if you look at lenticular clouds when you're wearing the headband, you can see the outline of a ship inside that cloud. So you can see the outline, and not the whole ship, but the outline of it. It will reveal what you normally wouldn't be able to see. Well, and it's very, very, if you're sensitive to it. Now,
well, I think
not everyone is going to see them. Not everyone is going to see the ships.
Right.
But ones that are looking for it and are ready for it, they will see them. And, yes, go ahead, please.
Okay, and then I'd like for you to bring your father in as I speak. So one of the key things for the headbands is, since we all are working on increasing and raising our frequencies and vibrations, the headbands will do that. If you wear it every day for as long as you can, you will begin to really feel higher frequencies, and it will assist you, assist anyone who wears them, to become more aware and be able to really move in deeper into a higher frequency, especially if you wear them while you're meditating or you're out in nature. But wearing them all day long, if you can, it's really, and especially if you stay at home and you work from home, keep that on. You really will get very accustomed to it, and you could feel the difference in the energies. Okay, that being said, I think Zora might be here for the next 10 minutes before we bring Dr. Tom through, and then we'll see Zora again after the call with Dr. Tom. So, Zora, are you here with us now?
Indeed, beloved goddess.
Hi, Zora. It's so nice to have you here with us. Anyways, I know you also have a message for all of us before Dr. Tom comes in about 15 minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and give you the floor.
Indeed. Understand, before I go any further, I want to make sure that if you have a headband, that you put the cotton picking thing on. Because understand, it's not going to do you any good hanging on a nail or hanging on anywhere but on your head. Need to be on your head at all times if you're not busy doing something else. But I would say, according to Quasar, she wears it whenever she can, of course, and you should do the same. And don't limit it to just wearing it at home. Also,
no.
Wear it when you go out. I will say, but wear it when you go out as well, if it's permitted to do so. Now, understand, people will look at you very strangely if you're wearing one, and they'll ask you what that is on your head. And that's a good conversation starter. So it would say, wear it whenever possible. When you go to a restaurant, wear it. When you go to a restaurant, wear it. When you go out, wear it. if you have a gold coin adhered to the crystal and the headband, it's a higher vibration, much higher. But there's also a temptation to be stolen. So I would say just wear a silver one with a silver disc, whenever you go out. If you want to have a gold coin on it while at your home, then do so. But when you go out, you'd want to just have a silver one. And but to understand, the vibrations are good even with a silver disc, but also, if you wish to have a golden coin on your headband, you would have to supply that for pristine light to adhere it to your headband. And I can assure you, she's very trustworthy, so she's not going to steal it.
Okay.
Anyway,
all right, Sarah.
So,
thank you.
And of course, now the headbands are very important for you to get, especially now. As close as you are to ascension, you want to have that headband on your head.
Right. You'll really love it once you get used to it. It's like it becomes a part of you. So, Zora, you only have 10 minutes. 10 minutes for your message before we bring in Dr. Tom. Well, okay. Well, you've got 10 minutes. However, way you want to handle that, it's all yours.
I'm going to repeat Christine Light's website so people can make contact with her to get their headbands. It would be helping2rise.com. There you can purchase your headband. And of course, she has other items too that you might be interested in as well. You can also ask her to build you or prepare you a crystal rod, if you wish.
Dora, let's not go there. Yeah, don't go there today, please.
Well, all right. I'm just telling you
what's
available. Anyway.
They can look at the website.
All right.
We don't have a long call today, sir.
All right. I know
all
that.
All right. Okay. You know that. All right.
Do you think that's going to slow me down? No. Anyway, so.
Well, the call will. It'll stop you.
The headbands are very important for you to get. If you can afford them, get one. And I will also make contact with Christine Light to lower the price for a period of time. So make it easier for you. So, anyway, now, pertaining to my message. My message is simple. Stop worrying about events that are taking place presently on planet Earth. Concerning April 8th, the eclipse, everyone is concerned about that date. Everyone is concerned about the eclipse causing havoc on Terra Crista. Wrong answer. It is not going to happen. You're not going to have a massive earthquake on the Madrid Fault just because that's where it intersects from the 2017 and the 2024 eclipses. So you're going, rest assured, you're not going to be in any danger by going there to watch it. Or if you're in that area, don't worry about it. It's not going to cause a Madrid Fault to rupture. Now, it's not going to cause what you call cataclysmic events either. It is simply a celestial event. It's a wonder to see. It's only going to last, 4 minutes? Why someone would travel there to that area to watch a celestial event such as an eclipse, travel, spend all that expenses out just to watch it for 4 minutes. That makes no sense whatsoever. Anyway, but it's up to you to do if you wish to do so. But understand, you will not be in any danger.
Correct.
There's
so
no danger in this eclipse.
Yeah. So on a positive side, what is going to be happening at this eclipse? Positive. I mean, it's big
just
celestial
going to,
event.
It will raise vibrations. It will raise vibrations.
Okay.
It will raise your vibrations.
Right.
Anyone's vibrations will be raised. But as far as causing any issues on the Earth, the magnetic grid or anything of that nature, forget about it. It's not going to happen. It's simply a celestial event. That is a glory to see it, but still, you're not going to be in any what you call physical danger by doing so. It's a natural thing, just like the one in 2017. It came and went, nothing happened. Yes, same with this one. that nothing will happen that's going to cause problems for your existence.
You're also under the
Galactic Federation's protective shield, so you have nothing to worry about.
Okay. Next question, Zora, is that there has been questions in regards to the orbit of X or Nibiru or Lemur or whatever name people give it, right? So it's becoming closer and closer now in its axis towards
it
closer
to... It
is not
going to cause any problems on Terra Crista.
Right. So
I will tell you why. Because the planet has the ability to move.
Okay.
Out of harm's way. So it's not going to intersect with the Earth. It's not going to cause cataclysmic upheavals. It's not going to cause massive tsunamis or anything of that nature.
Can I ask you a question, Zora?
So stop listening to these doomsday sayers.
Right. Can I ask you a question? So why is it, look at the solar system through the telescopes, that they have at all of the museums, et cetera, et cetera. How come you don't see that elliptical, that course of Nibiru or Lemur? How come we don't see that as part of the solar system in terms of a planet coming around?
How come you don't see it?
Yeah, how come they don't talk about that particular planet?
Because it's not an issue.
But it is visible, right? Is it visible to astronomers or no?
Oh yes, it is visible.
It is, but
it's on an elliptical. One of these.
Course.
Through your solar system. They don't talk about it because it's of no concern. Unless you have the ones that are talking about when it gets close to the Earth, it's going to cause massive tidal conditions and things of this nature.
Oh.
No, it will not.
Okay. All right. Very good. Okay. So
the people on planet Lemur have control of their planet. They can move it out of the way of any collision course with any heavenly celestial object. So they are going to intersect or cause problems with the Terra Crista.
Can I, Zora, another question that comes up in regards to this planet X or Lemur, how was it that's the only planet that is elliptical in nature that comes around? So in our solar system, but what is the function of it actually? Why does it go elliptically and not part of, the system we have like Venus and Saturn, et cetera, et cetera?
Source wanted it to be.
But what was the purpose for that?
You'd have to ask Source.
Okay, you're the closest communicator to Source that we have. Maybe you could ask Source that for us, please.
I consider it a sense of humor.
Source's sense of humor.
Said,
interesting.
Yes. I mean, he's the creator of all things, so.
Okay.
If he wants to make an elliptical orbit for a planet, that's up to him.
Are we the only solar system in the galaxy? Are we the only solar system in the galaxy that has that, and no other solar systems have that in the galaxy, your entire galaxy?
Correct.
Another interesting tidbit. Okay. All right, Zora.
Of course.
Well, listen, I think it, yes, all right. So if you will, Zora, kind of stay in the wings there. I'm going to go ahead and bring Dr. Tom, since we there's a lot of questions in regards to the RV, et cetera. However, before I let you go, there was an individual now talking about RV. Another individual had asked about, when we go in. Now, of course, now, everyone, we don't have the lockdown of rates at all yet. We don't have all of the instructions and directions on how this all plays out yet. And we don't have the time. And we're not going to go about the time because it's already in the algorithms in terms of when it's going to happen. Anyways, so quantum, we're all talking about quantum here. So if it is true that for those that are going to be redeeming their Zim, if they have Zim, Zora, that, according to Mr. S., that if you go through the structured program, I mean, there is going to be a structured program because we don't want millions of people that are going to be billionaires that throws everything off kilter, financially. So there's going to be a platform in which it's going to be so that people that that redeem their 100 trillion note, for example, would only get a maximum, I think, of like 2 million or something like that, not a trillion. So that being the case, the question arises is that how, if you only get 2 million, how in the world are we going to change the planet, right? How do we go forward with all of what we intentionally want for planet Earth? Do you have an answer to that?
Repeat the question, please.
And you know this, Zora. Okay, I have 100 trillion Zim. It's going to be worth, present, $2 million, okay? And so then, of course, what you see already is that it's going to be more than 2 million, right? Because we're not going to have the one-to-one, because they said it would be too much for anyone to be able to handle 1 trillion if it was a one-to-one ratio, which is not, that's not going to be the way it goes. So anyway, so 2 million, if you think about, let's say, 10 million people who have Zim, and many of them don't have Zim. Right. And so let's just say that 70% of them have Zim, and let's say they have like 4 or 5, right? 4 or 5 trillion notes. And so if you have like even 5, that comes out to 10 million in which to be able to do something with it to help humanity and our world. So if you only have maybe half of the 10 million people that are going to be redeeming, you're still talking, not that's not a lot of money to be able to help humanity and our planet to transform. So I guess that's my question. How is that going to be all worked out? First of all, you said that it's the ratio is going to be more. Is that correct?
Of course.
All right. So tell us your feedback on it, if you will.
My feedback is simple. It's happening.
Well, no. we understand that. We understand that it's already beginning. The process has already begun. So I'm talking about the redemption process, with the Zim being the sleeper and the highest in terms of what people can receive.
And,
2 million for 100 T won't cut it.
No, of course not.
So how are we going to be able to, you think we'll get 2 billion?
Of course. Why not?
It's
a blessing.
Why not?
It's a blessing.
Okay, well, we'll have to see when that happens. Okay. Well, we just thought we'd better get your point of view here now. So it definitely won't be 2 million, right, for the 100 trillion, because 80% of whatever you get is going to be going anyways towards humanity. So, okay. All right, I think you answered that. Let me go ahead and bring Dr. Tom in so he can fill in the blanks here in regards to the RV process. And thank you so very much, Zora, for your feedback. And stick around. We will have a call with you shortly as well. We only have an hour left, guys, so it's a quick call for today. All right, let's go ahead and bring in Dr. Tom.
I may also grant a couple healings, too.
Okay, well, if we have the time. Otherwise, people, if you need it, please, before I bring Dr. Tom, if you do not get our newsletters, please do not rely on me to put you on our newsletters. Everyone that you know who wants to get on our newsletters and on our calls, you have to go to ZoraOfHollowEarth.com, https://, ZoraOfHollowEarth.com. Sign up for the newsletters for free. Then you get all of our news that are current, and you can go from there. All right. So that's what I needed to let everybody know. The website itself, just generally speaking, is not updated, so all of the updates usually are on the newsletters. So again, it's ZoraOfHollowEarth.com to sign up. All right, let me go ahead and bring Dr. Tom in. All right, Dr. Tom, hold on a second. Let me get you here, and we'll get going here. All right. Okie dokie, here we are. So the other thing I want to mention to you also in regards to the, here we go.
Hello.
Hey, hi, Dr. Tom. How are you this wonderful day?
Doing fantastic.
As usual. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for being here. We love you for coming here and, once in a while, well, more than once in a while now, coming to the forefront here to help people to calm down about this whole RV process. So everyone knows you already, Dr. Tom, so I don't think you need to. All we know is that you're a wonderful doctor of alternative doctor. You are now in process again of doing that work, plus also with the EE systems, as well as also in regards to spiritual uplifting uplifting information as well as you're going through this ascension process. But one of the key things in terms of our appreciation for you, besides that you're a beautiful, really heart-centered individual, is the information that you bring forth to everyone regarding the RV process. So we have Mr. S, and we have you, and of course there's other bits of information out there as well that you're able to kind of put everything together to be able to kind of look at it, summarize, and bring some clarity and more ease of understanding about the process. So I'll just go ahead and let you take over. You have the platform now. Thank you so much, Dr. Tom, and it's all yours.
Well, very nice. Thank you for the comments and appreciation.
As always.
So, yes, and same to you guys, too. So we are in a very great place. I'm going to organize this to an update of where we're at, what's going on, what the slowdown is. There is nothing stopping it. And then I'll go into Felton information about something about the trust, about some confusion there, and I'll end up what I have found. So currently, the currency reorganization worldwide is, in fact, it's happening. So please use discernment and continue to do your own research. I've received multiple communications yesterday that this is our month, and we are most settling on starting on the 21st or 22nd in that area. Could be a little bit longer of actual announcement date and appointments exchanged following early the 21st, 22nd, 23rd. Could go a little bit later. Once again, do your own research and know that these dates can change. So we know that. We are hearing that the new values in country on the IQD would be somewhere around the 21st. Once again, okay. We've been at the 4 and they've been moved on. I did, after a day of being, I went down into Reno and met with, you know who I met with, Jane. I met with the bigwig at Wells Fargo. And,
oh, good, good.
Nothing was going on there. There was no whales. There was no nothing. They were all waiting for information.
Yep.
In fact, I was educating them more than they knew, so it was kind of interesting. I was like, okay. And I said, well, as soon as you know, then you'll be getting information. So where we're at is on Easter Sunday, everything opened up, the events. The trusts were opened up, and the first wave of liquidity will hopefully start next week. Tuesday, the fund money should be running through Zurich and working out to the Dubai countries.
Okay.
We're definitely at historic levels right now where we have never been before. Okay, we have never been at this point. I've been doing this for 15 years. So we have it's basically a slow, controlled rollout, payments
yep.
over a period of time. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only thing that's creating, I'm going to jump around a little bit, is security
mm-hmm.
issues. Okay? The final adjustments are coming, and the calendar of events have been set up for April, and then
mm-hmm.
we'll transition over those events over the next 3 months, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Disbursements, so what it'll be is to disperse funds, to monitor, and to review. So it will be a slow rollout, and I'll get to that in a minute. The cabal is what is blowing it up. It's all under control. So basically what they want to do is when you go in and do your exchange, you know, there's more to this. Let's say you're exchanging $50 million, right? Well, you're not going to get that in 1 month. You'll be getting it on pretty much your level of whether you've had businesses or if your level of whether you had a business and you have your wealth manager with you or you have your tax representative, your CPA, they'll determine what level of funds can be released, okay? So it's going to be monitored. They don't want this. They want you. So let's say you have $50 million and you show them your bills, and you say, I got to do this, I got to buy a house, and those funds will be released, and it will be monitored to make sure this money is going into the right place. Going into the exchange will be basically to delegate, exchange, delegate, vice versa. So what that means is all procedures will be agreed upon before finalized. And then what you'll do is they'll look at your accounts and monitor them over a period of time. I'll be
mm-hmm.
getting to the in it. But right now we're going to have the first wave of funds will be military to be paid, paymasters, whales, and then more like the our groups, the Shelton groups, and then the internet. The people out there would be, you know, who never follow any of this. They just, someone gave them a bill or a Zim note, and they would be be able to do it a couple months down the road. So it's a slow process, and basically what's slowing it down is the borders, control, and cabal.
Yep.
So they're heavily being monitored. The Asian families wanted to be make sure that the security was in place. So they, because, you know, once they had a lot of this, their funds stolen many, many years ago. All back in place. Everything is ready to go. So
okay, I got a quick question, Dr. Tom, before you go forward. So we're talking about how are we going to receive notification? Are people still going to get emails, or if they were given the their particular, you know, whether it's Zim or Dinar or whatever it was. How are they going to be able to be notified? Are we still going to have to wait for some people to wait for the 800 numbers, or how is that all going to work out? Do you know at this point?
Well, like we talked about before, let's say you live in a town and you bank at Wells Fargo and Bank of America, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when you go in to use the bank or whatever, go in and talk to a wealth manager there and say, hey, I'm inheriting some money, or I want to set up some accounts. Would you please call me? And do you know anything about the currency reset? Some of them do, some of them don't.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, if you do about it, here's my phone number. Can you give me a call? So a lot of people are making contacts, even banks who don't know about it because they'll be getting information. Well, they'll end up contacting you. So get to know your bank, especially the ones that were torn down and have offices in them now. So, yes, we're hearing emails be put out through the different groups, from Mark Z to you guys to Bruce to a lot of the internet sites, right?
Right.
So,
right.
Anyway, yeah, so that's kind of where we're at. Okay.
Okay. The other thing I was going to ask also is in regards to Nacera. There was word, was that earlier in the month late part of March, that they said that Social Security benefits were going to increase in April. Well, we're only at the beginning part. Do you know anything about that for the people that are depending on their Social Security benefits?
This is my personal opinion. I think this is my personal opinion. They're not going to release funds. Let's say you're, Grandma Jones down the street, you're struggling and it's only getting $12, and all of a sudden she gets an additional $1,000 or $2,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's going
to
think, this current administration, I really like this guy, even though he falls down and everything
and
all this.
Right.
So I feel
come
first, and then they'll implement this.
We just missed that sentence. Could you repeat that again?
The crisis has to happen first. I think they'll distribute money to the seniors, and then the economic collapse will be shown, and it'll be, and then those people will be, they want to make sure as prices go up and other things. See, what they're doing is the banks aren't going to crash, okay? Because what they're going to do is put this liquidity out, so when things fall, when the dollar falls, then you have grounds of security. Okay, it's like a controlled fire. You on the other side, you have it where they're going to put out the fire, and then if things get real bad, like the stock market will just stop. That's what we're hearing. And then what will be saved is the accounts of retirement accounts, right? So you want to have to where everything's going to do, but seniors, retirement accounts are in place to be saved. So that's kind of how, I think that's how it's going to work.
Okay.
Not quite sure.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Can I just add, I just also want to add as well is that the people that have IRAs and are working and it's right now in fiat and, when all of this comes about, you will get you don't have to worry about trying to take it out. You could leave it there because once the transformation is complete, that money, it will just be turned into gold-backed IRA money. So, right. So not to worry about that stuff, account. Correct. Right.
Yeah. So if you have $10,000 in the bank and once the announcement of the new asset-backed currency comes on, it'll just be mirror-imaged right over.
Correct.
Yeah.
So it won't be such a huge... I guess part of it also in this whole rollout and the reason why it's so slow is, again, you don't want to create chaos overnight. So that's why it's moving slowly. But then in the process of all of that also is really eliminating all of the dark energies, cabal or whoever that's interfering in the process. And that still probably includes a lot of the elitists, that have been always about money and corruption. But, okay.
Right. Okay, and then
go ahead, go forward.
Mm-hmm. The most important part is at the exchange, you got to remember there's probably over 10 million people that will be exchanging worldwide, okay, or maybe in this country.
Right.
So, and some people have, one or two notes, some will have boatloads. So they have to, when you get to the exchange, that day will be 15, 20 minutes, set up an account, exchange. Okay. So all of the requests, so what you want to request, let's say you're really bogged down on, I want to do all these trusts with Mr. S. Okay. Well, you bring in your, let's say you have three Zim notes, right? 100 trillion Zim notes. You put them on a piece of paper and just say, I would like to set up trusts. These are my three children here. Or friends, or relatives, or whatever. And I would like to meet with a trust attorney to set these up over time. And that's what you can do. I have a house I want to pay off and some bills to pay. So what you do is set up appointments to take care of that immediately or down the road. But what happens is you write up your plan of urgent things that you need. I need medical care right now. I need to go into an EE center. So we're in the process using to build the first holistic hospital in Reno, okay, with everything. That's what we're putting together right now. So what we're trying to do is get immediate funds to build up quick centers so we can get these people. So if, let's say you're Uncle Joe, and you got to pay some bills, and you got three trusts you want to meet up, you just say, I'd like to do that, and then you'll make those appointments to have those done over maybe a couple weeks, a couple months, or whatever. So think about it. You're just going in, do the exchange, and then you set up your needs that you need to do. You don't have to have your trusts in. It's very good if you can do it ahead of time. People that are doing this ahead of time, it's going to be much easier for you, okay? I just helped a friend who just did, 13 trusts, and he went crazy over it, but he got it done, and that's okay. So that's what it is. It's just going to be exchange at first, and then set up, write down your plans that you need, your trusts you want to do, and you'll get some advice on that.
Okay.
Maybe you shouldn't do a trust on this person. So it'll... And you'll get with your advisor of how to invest your money. They'll have new modalities, new investments, So just enjoy, make sure you enjoy the process, okay? Don't be all
right.
stressed out. Enjoy this change because it should be an experience where you enjoy it all the way.
This is an exciting time, everyone. So, I mean, this has never happened in any lifetime that we have had on Earth. And we're not talking just about the RV. We're talking about our spiritual evolution, you know. So, again, all of this is coming together. Zora and the guys in Inner Earth, I mean, everybody at Inner Earth and Zora, of course, on the first surface here with us, it's just, hey, what is everybody's getting all stressed out about this big eclipse and all the fear information that's out there? Don't even go there. So that only brings down the vibrations and frequencies of where we are as a collective. So we, as the light workers, have to get above all of that. So stay grounded and stay centered and be at that neutral, serene space. And we all have our challenges anyways, in spite of all of what is happening. And it's how do you keep that balance and equilibrium that's really key. And, of course, Dr. Tom knows a lot about equilibrium and balance. Right, Dr. Tom?
Right. Yeah. So the main thing is, you know, whatever happened in the past in your life, you let go of that. And those are all patterns. We all are attached to how we did the things with money and everything else. That's not what makes us happy. It's an inside job.
Correct.
So it's all going to be about serving and helping and creating. And so if you're in that place, you'll move along. But it's all about removing all those filters that you went through in your life, okay? All your traumas and everything else. Time to let them go. And the frequencies around the planet will helping, and you know, we're in a great time.
Okay.
So enjoy the time. Don't feel stressed out.
Hey, Dr. Tom, if you have 5 minutes, I want to see if there's anyone in on the platform already on Blog Talk, and if you have a question for Dr. Tom, why don't you go ahead and raise your hand so I can go ahead and you know, bring you into the call with Dr. Tom. So if not, I think a lot of everything that he's already spoken about already should probably bring everyone back to peace and center, and you should all be in a good spot. So I think you covered it all, Dr. Tom.
I think so.
No
hands. I think we're
no hands raised. You did a beautiful job in that class. So, and
all
everyone,
right.
Hey, listen, as soon as we get closer and closer to when it is time, guess who we'll invite to our call? We'll invite Dr. Tom to our call. All right. So we'll get, you know, so settle down, everyone. This is not the end of Dr. Tom being here on our call. Is that correct, Dr. Tom?
That's right. Can't get rid of me.
Gotcha. We got you, Dr. Tom. Thank you. Thank you so much for all of that information and that advice, and that it relieves a lot of people's, hesitancies and doubts and, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do, et cetera, et cetera. So just calm down, everybody. It's all okay. Everything is good.
Right.
All right.
Well,
so
you know,
I'm going to go ahead and let you go, unless you have anything else you'd like to add.
Mm-hmm. No, just saying is just, raise your integrity and try to be in your highest, purest possible self every day. And that's what we need to do. Okay? We've been lack of integrity with what's gone on in this planet. And as long as you keep achieving to your highest, purest possible self, you'll have no problems with it. So it's a great time to be alive.
Beautiful.
And much love to everyone.
Much love to you too, Dr. Tom. Thank you so much. Beautiful last words coming from Dr. Tom today. Thank you, Dr. Tom. We'll talk later. Thank you so much for being here today. Okay. Bye-bye. All right. Now we will have Zora back. Zora, are you still here with us?
Of course.
Of course. Okay. All right. all of that information that has been discussed regarding the RV, from your perspective, where do you see things play out? And we already know that it is in process already, so we're just waiting for the final notifications to come through. Tell us from where you stand how all of this kind of plays out in our world with the abundance and the big blessings that are coming, and that's only 10 people, and we have 8 billion people already here. How is that going to play out in terms of how can we help the world with only 10 million people that already around the world that have currencies?
Well, there's more than that.
Okay. So how do you see this play out? So let's just say we have, okay, so as we go forward, let's say the RV is already done. Everybody's already gone in, and, you know, now it's going to start to, we get increments of it on a monthly basis or 10 days or whatever it is. So how is that going to play out in terms of the length of time or how it's going to get started in terms of how we can help humanity and Terra Krista? How do you see that play out after the RV?
Well, I see it playing out quite well. There's going to be a lot of humanitarian projects out there. And many people are preparing for that. And act accordingly.
Okay, so you see that playing out around the world. Okay, well, anyways, okay, so it's hard to kind of imagine what it's going to look like. So if we give you, all right, so we have the RV already, people already working on all of their great humanitarian projects around the world. So we're now, we're at that stage now where it's getting closer and closer to what we call the galactic disclosure and that rainbow wave. So tell us where things are at right now from their point of view in terms of what they would like to tell us presently, the Galactic Federation, Zora, since you're a part of it.
Continue to do what is done as meditate and raising your vibration and your frequencies. That is,
okay.
That is very key. That's very key to doing this. And ones that are not prepared, they will be dealt with accordingly.
Okay. So you don't see any chaos. So I guess my questions are, excuse me, you don't see any chaos as all of this plays out, right? Because that was the key thing in terms of we didn't want the masses to go up, you know, get all, go into a lot of, into a stress mode, right? Of anxiety and all of that. So that won't happen, right? So it's going to be a real fluid for the masses as we play, as all of this plays out. So,
it should play out quite smoothly.
Yeah, oh, beautiful. So that's what I wanted to hear. Okay, so that being the case, and we're looking at galactic disclosure, do you think that when galactic disclosure occurs, aren't they going to be up, talking about, you know, what is that up in the sky? You know, aren't they going to just kind of, again, get into a stress anxiety mode because they see things up in the sky that they're not aware of?
Because people are quite more aware of the existence of extraterrestrial beings now than years ago.
Okay, so
yes,
it won't be a big surprise.
No, it won't be a big surprise.
They'll be okay with it.
The only big surprise is that the people will realize that the extraterrestrials are here to help. They're not here to have you to dinner.
Okay. All right.
They're not here to eat you. They're not here to conquer you. They're not here to cause any issues that is going to bring sadness. Only joy is going to be transmitted.
Okay. So when the Galactics come here, are they going to, first of all, kind of transform themselves into a human-like person so that we don't get too, you know, surprised about what they look like, whether they look like a lion or whether they look like a dog or whatever? Or are they all going to kind of look like us so that it's easier then to be able to go through the process also of galactic disclosure? How is that going to work out?
Well, it's going to be, initially, it's going to be more of a shock factor because the Galactic Federation, it will be a shock. I'll give you a scenario. Many people in the United States are really into sports. They're really into watching games on TV and things of this nature. So picture you're sitting at home and you're watching your favorite game, team to play, and then suddenly the game goes off the air, and there appears an image in your TV on the screen of a being that is announcing themselves as the Galactic Federation, and that they're here to bring peace to the planet. Now, many peoples, not all, but many, there will be some that will panic, of course. Those that are of darkness are going to panic because their time will be over. Their time of subjecting people, exploiting people, their time of trafficking, all of this is going to be brought to a screeching halt. And their way of existence is going to change very dramatically and very drastically. So understand, for some, it's going to be an enlightened event. For others that are not in the know, or that they're not accepting what is happening, it's going to be a shock to them. But understand, the majority of the light workers are going to be rejoicing because they're going to be seeing ascended masters in the flesh. They're going to be seeing beings that are beyond their comprehension. But they won't be what you call total chaos, as many people are assuming they will be. No. That's why we are doing what we're doing. We're having calls and we're bringing the realization of the existence of Hollow Earth to the people of the Earth. And that is a big thing. As to the seriousness of it, of course it will be serious, but it will not be what you call, it will not come across as being an invasion of the planet. It will come across as being, one being in particular, Sananda, will also be, speaking, and Sananda will announce himself as being Yeshua, and that the world is about to change.
Can I ask you a question? Talking about Yeshua, we also know from Q that he was Yeshua in this life, right? So does Q know about what about everything that you're saying about the Galactics coming down and his relationship with Sananda? So tell people, is Sananda Yeshua or is Sananda some relationship to Yeshua? Because I don't recall Q ever talking about, and I don't know whether he has because I haven't listened to all of his calls, but does he ever reference even Sananda and that he's coming on, he's going to be on the show, he's going to be on all the TVs and radios, you know, once Galactic Disclosure comes? Does he know that?
Yes, but he's not saying.
Oh, he's not saying. Oh, okay. Okay, we'll leave that. We'll keep that a secret. Okay, no big deal. All right.
I would tell you that it's important for all of you to go into your private place of meditation and meditate upon the arrival of the Galactic Federation and bringing forth the slant of the RV or the Global Currency Reset. All that is going to go smoothly.
Smooth as silk, right, Zora?
I won't say smooth as silk, but it will be smooth.
Okay.
Anyway. Now, moving on, I would say, are there anyone out there, a couple, two or three, that would like to have what is called a healing?
Well, as soon as I see any hands lit up, Zora, I'll go ahead and open up their lines, but I don't see any hands right now.
Indeed.
So, wait a minute. No, here, I got two or three already. Here, let's go ahead and get started, Zora. You got some people here that will have a question or need a healing. Okay, first one is 719 ending in 0341.
Lorraine in Monument. I was wondering about New Earth. Have we already switched to that or the fifth dimension?
Okay, Zora, that
it's
question is for you.
It's not dimension, density. It is density.
Okay,
understand,
you heard the question, right, Zora? Go ahead.
The fifth density is coming about sooner than you think. The new Earth, as you term it, not quite, but it is on its way. And, of course, by meaning New Earth, what you call the Galactic Federation will bring that about when they come. They will change this. They will change Terra Crista to a New Earth. So the realization... of their existence, the realization that they are your brothers and sisters, the realization that this planet is slated for ascension will all be brought forth at the time of the Galactic Disclosure. Now, understand, you also have what you call a governmental disclosure too, which should be coming about very quickly, prior to the Galactic Federation reveal, disclosure.
Okay, I want to summarize that real quick.
What the governmental disclosure doesn't bring out, the Galactic Federation will.
Okay.
So
I have a question, Zora. This is just to kind of, again, to explain further what Lorraine was mentioning. I will put everybody on mute as soon as you have finished asking your questions because we only have like almost 10 minutes left. All right. So according to what you just said, Zora, is that New Earth will not be really, we're going to be starting on our projects, but when the Galactics come, they will help finish up the project and help to transform our world the way it is with all of the pollution and all of, you know, everything else.
That will be handled in an instant.
Okay, so a lot of what we're going to do in terms of our humanitarian projects will be completed when the galactic disclosure occurs, right?
Of course.
Okay, so when you said that we're working on fifth density, I thought we were already in fifth density.
Many of you are, but there are some that are not.
Okay. They're still very much hung up on 3D. So you're talking about worldwide, right? Okay. All right.
I am.
Thank you for that. Thank you, Lorraine. Yeah, good question. Great question.
Thank
okay.
you.
All righty. Uh-huh, bye-bye. Okay, next course question is coming from 334 ending in 4464. Hello, 4464.
Someone watching in the evening.
Hello, this is
Anita. I don't know. Hi, Anita. How can we help you? Zora's here.
My question is for Zora. Zora, is it okay to look at the solar eclipse tomorrow with your eyes or put on shades?
You better put on protective eyewear. You do not want your retina to be fried.
It's that strong.
Okay.
It is very
strong.
No, you do not look at the sun directly.
Never.
You want to make sure that you have protective eyewear and, those simple little glasses or paper glasses that they have put out.
Right.
Right. Even those are not all that well. A very dark pair of sunglasses that have very, very dark lens. You want, because you don't want to harm your retina at all.
Well,
at it directly? No, of course not. You do not do that. Understand the eclipse is only going to last approximately 4 minutes. And we're looking at the sun for 4 minutes at the total eclipse itself. For an instant, you may look at it without glasses, but when it begins to pass further on, then you definitely want to have protective lens.
But at the
totality, you could look at it, with your naked eye. However, I would not suggest it.
Okay. All right. There's your answer. Thank you. Okay. All right. Next question.
A welder mask would be perfect.
Okay. Well, you know what, Zora? From my point of view, my opinion is why even do that if you know that you could harm your eyes, right? I wouldn't do it.
Correct.
But, anyone's and everyone's decision. Okay. All right. Next question. Healing. Right. 470 ending in 2889. Tell us who you are, and Zora's here. 2889. You're here. Hello.
This is Viv.
Oh,
can you hear me?
Hello, Viv.
We can hear you.
Okay. Like 3 weeks ago, Zora, my voice went out, and it's taking a bit to come back. Can you help me out with
your
that?
Your voice.
Yeah, I was really, really hoarse. It's going back a little bit, but it hurts. also sometimes.
Well, you could do.
Well, you know what? I was totally inundated with some headings from where I was staying that I left last night. So I didn't do anything.
Yeah, you're kind of blurred, Vivian.
I'm at the beach, Jane. I was put out.
Oh, you're at the beach.
I'm at the beach, yeah.
Okay. Well, can you take your phone off?
Sure. I can do that.
Yeah, take it off speaker.
The speaker, yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
There, you're much better now. Okay, go ahead, Zora.
I heard her talking about her voice.
Okay, go ahead.
There's two things you may do. You rub your hands together and you place one hand, crisscross your wrists and put one hand on each side of your throat. Or if you want to go a conventional way, you could do it this time as to drink what is called... country time lemonade is very good about bringing voices back.
How do you make that, Zora?
You have to buy it at Walmart.
You have to buy it at Walmart.
Oh, okay. I shop there.
Yeah,
thanks, Jane.
Country time lemonade is always good
great.
To have. Issues with your voice.
All right.
I never have
my entire life, so it's been strange.
Okay, here comes your healing.
Thank you. I'll cross my hands.
You crisscross your hands, put them on either in each side of your throat.
Okay.
And you simply go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I receive.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I receive.
From the goddess of my being.
From the goddess of my being.
My voice has returned.
My voice has returned.
And I know it. Keep your hands where they are for approximately 3 to 5 minutes. And then after which time, you may take your hands off your throat and you'll have your voice back. If you want to go a conventional way, you can do the country time lemonade. As an example, Zuraya, in the past, he helped a country singer regain their voice by drinking country time lemonade.
That's good, Laura. I sing a lot.
And that singer's name was Charlie Pride.
Wow. Okay. I got it, Zora.
Anyway.
I got it. Thank you, Jane.
Thank you.
Indeed.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Take good care. Thank you, Deb. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think this is going to be our last caller. The next caller is coming from 773, ending in 7793.
Hey, hi, Peter. Hello? From Chicago.
Who is this?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello.
Chicago.
Yes,
this is Miguel from Chicago.
Oh, hey, hi, Miguel. How are you?
All right, how you doing? I had a question. Does Nibiru's coming back to Earth? Are they coming back for more gold, or they don't need that anymore?
Who, the Buddhists?
Nibiru, the planet Nibiru.
Oh.
The planet Nibiru, more preferably called Lemur. Is not coming for any resources. It is on an elliptical orbit in through your solar system, which is a natural occurrence. It's not going to cause any upheavals on the planet Earth. They're not coming here to take your resources or anything of that nature.
Zora, could you explain to people the people that are on Lemur so people understand it better?
They're Lemurians.
Aren't they the gods that made us humans?
What?
You're talking about the Anunnaki?
Aren't Yes. Aren't they the ones that in that Lemur? Aren't they the ones that came in and came down and created humans to dig their gold?
The Anunnaki. The Anunnaki are not on Lemur.
That's the separate.
Very
they
much
have their own
separate.
Planet?
Yes. Of course.
Okay.
They're good beings that are there on Lemur.
Oh, yes, very, very good, very benevolent beings.
Yeah, they're
but
the beings
aren't the Anunnaki
that came in.
Aren't the Anunnaki good beings, too? Aren't the Anunnaki good beings, too? They just have, you know, their disputes, they didn't have their agreements, their gods.
Well, you have different, you have a part, some of the Anunnaki are of a benevolent nature, but you also have some that are of a malevolent nature, and those are the ones that tampered with your DNA.
Which created
the
humans.
Guys, the bad guys.
No, created a... No, they didn't create the humans. The humans were already created. They just came down
they
and
messed up
with DNA.
They messed up with the... Yeah, they just messed up with our DNA.
But then
they didn't create you.
But then they integrate humans through their own DNA and the species that were here, like the monkeys, and to help a new kind of a humanity help dig their gold.
Understand, very distinctly.
Okay.
A monkey is not a human. Understand, a monkey is its own species.
Yes.
It did not evolve into a man.
Not until the Anunnaki put their DNA, right, and created human. Isn't that what happened? So they can dig for their gold?
No.
Okay.
No. You're being misled by a whole bunch of what you call historians who don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, misinformation.
Okay.
Yeah. All of the textbooks are going to be completely revised. Okay.
Sounds
all right.
Good.
Very good.
All right. Sounds good. Thank
all
you.
All right. Okay. We only have about a minute left, Zora. Thank you, Miguel. All right. So for all of you also, before we end our call, please look at the website or look at your newsletters. There's information there about water. It has high osmolality, the way it's been processed, so it gets into your cells. So look at it. I would suggest that you take it because it's better than the water we drink. Drinking that is, you know, there again, it's like, oh, yeah, you got, it's like margarine versus butter. It's also, you know, this is better water. So look at that. Also, if you're really interested in what Jeff Ackerman has to say, please text me again, not email, just text me that you're interested and want to know more about that, and we can go from there. Otherwise, everyone, we shall see everyone soon, and much love to all of you. And Zora, 54321, please, Zora.
And don't forget to send love gifts to Zareya and Quasar also.
Receive. 54321, we receive great prosperity to help ourselves and our world. Great high, super high energies, especially with the eclipse coming on. Fill us with all your love and peace and joy and excitement for this time period of our existence. Much love to everyone.
Indeed.
And we know it. Okay. All right, everybody. See you soon again. We love you.
Indeed.
Okay.
Namaste.
Namaste. That's Zora's latest goodbye, farewell.